When we think about the miracle of the Purim story, our eyes and our attention immediately turns to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard our tefillos when Esther had the called for 3 days of fasting and tzedakah and tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. The tide turned, and Ahasuerus permitted Esther and the Jewish people to defend themselves against their enemies. That's one of the things we generally turn to explain the great miracle that took place on Purim. The other one that we talk about is Asher Yishlatu HaYehudim Heima B'Soneihem, is the fact that, in fact, everything was Nahafohu, that we were the ones who were going to be destroyed. And then, in turn, as a result of that fateful meeting that Esther had initially with Ahasuerus, turned the tide, and we were allowed to defend ourselves. So when we think about these two events, these two moments, as the turning points, the instrumentality for the miracle of Purim, it says the Chasam Sofer, these aren't really miracles. In his view, that these are really derech hateva. These are a normal course of business. What do you mean? It makes sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hear our tefillos when we cry out. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the tefillos of Nineveh in the time of Yonah, then how much more so would HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept our tefillos when we cry out for Azara, for help, for assistance? So that's not doesn't seem that to be such a huge miracle. And similarly, the fact that Ahasuerus allowed the Jewish people to protect themselves from the enemy, why is that such a big miracle? He loved Esther, and Ahasuerus, the Gemara tells us, was known to be someone who was a little fickle. He would change his mind fairly often. So it's not surprising then that he would change his mind and allow the Jews to protect themselves. These aren't serious miracles. So what's the main miracle of Purim? Says the Chasam Sofer, the main miracle of Purim is actually in the beginning of the story. It's the murder of Vashti. That is the big miracle of Purim. Because if you think about it, says the Chasam Sofer, Ahasuerus had a party for 186 days. And initially, it was Shmonim U'Ma'aseh Yom, and then he made another party for 7 days. And on that seventh day, day 187, he had another party, and all of a sudden, he becomes mad. 186 days, there were no problems. He was drinking the same amount of drinking as day 187. But he becomes mad on day 187. Insane. And even Vashti acts out of character. The Gemara tells us on Daf Yud Beis in Megillah that she starts criticizing him about the fact that he's nothing like her father or grandfather, Belshazzar. After 187 days, it's only at this moment. And then even more than that, the decision that Ahasuerus makes with his advisors to have her killed, none of it can be explained in Teva. It's all l'mala min Teva. It's all supernatural. And that, says the Chasam Sofer, is the Iker Nes of Purim. But there's more to the story. Don't forget, as the Gemara tells us on Daf Yud Beis and Aleph in Megillah, that Bnei Yisrael was mechayev kliya. We were going to be destroyed. We deserved to be destroyed. Why? Because we participated in the Suda of Ahasuerus. But yet, what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanas on us. We weren't destroyed. We weren't killed. In fact, it was just the opposite. We were saved. So what's the message? Writes the Chasam Sofer. The message is as follows. Banim Ashchisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children that are acting terribly, nevertheless, afilu b'shash shemashchisin, even when we are acting destructively, banim chavivim hem l'Hashem, we still are beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that moment, the beginning of the Purim story is the main miracle. Everything else that happened, that took place, were pieces to the puzzle. But that opening story is al chutz lateva. Vashti shouldn't have reacted the way she reacted. Achashverosh should never have reacted the way that he reacted. And Klal Yisrael didn't deserve to be saved at that moment. But all that took a turn. Achashverosh had Vashti killed. Achashverosh then brought Esther as queen. And Klal Yisrael, who deserved to be killed for participating in the suit of Achashverosh, they were saved because no matter what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always loves us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there to pick us up, dust us off, and give us a second chance. And that, says the Chasam Sofer, is the main miracle that took place on Purim. Have a great day.